Rabbeisai, today we're starting Daf Yud Ches Kminyan Chai Lebedik, the fourth line. Exactly. Fourth line from the top of the Umid. That's why when you dial to Brooklyn, it's 1718. It's Toiv Chai Lebedik. Anyway, so we start off on the fourth line of Yud Ches Umid Aleph. Fourth line of Yud Ches Umid Aleph. Musiv Rav Amnina. Rav Amnina break that kasha. So the boy said, we have to remember, what are we learning that he's asking a kasha on? So he's asking a kasha on Rav Huna. Who's Rav Huna? Yesterday, remember, we had in our Mishnah, Yesh neder betoich neder, but ain't shvua betoich shvua. And the Mishnah explained what means Yesh neder betoich neder. A person who says, Hareini nozir, Hareini nozir, the two nazirusin are chal. But by shvua, if he says shvua shloi oichal, shvua shloi oichal, only the first shvua is chal. Good. Comes again Rav Huna, and he says that when it says in the Mishnah, Hareini nozir, Hareini nozir, when is it chal? Only if the second Hareini nozir is moisif something more than the first Hareini nozir. So the first Hareini nozir was Hareini nozir hayoyim. Second Hareini nozir, Hareini nozir lemochar. Migoy that I have one more day. So therefore, obviously, the second Naziris is something different, more than the first. First one ends on day 30. Second one ends on day 31. But you can't have a Naziris for one day. We have a Mishnah Masechtas Nozir. Ho'oyme hareini nozir yoyim zebul vod moine shloishim. Because tam Naziris is shloishim yoyim. So therefore, that one day Naziris blossoms and grows and blooms and flourishes and becomes 30 days. Ah, but if you said, Hareini nozir hayoyim, Hareini nozir hayoyim, says Rav Huna, the second Naziris is garnished. Zero. Shemi. Riyah. Nada. That is Rav Huna's halach. Shmuel, however, respectfully disagrees and he says, no. Poshub Shatna mission is Hareini nozir hayoyim, Hareini nozir hayoyim. Both of them are chal, but you can't be a double nozir at the same time. So therefore, you're nozir number one for 30 days, you bring your kabbanis. Nozir number two for 30 days, you bring your kabbanis. That was the machlokes we had yesterday. We already asked two or three times yesterday on Rav Huna, and we continue asking on Rav Huna. Masav Rav Amnuna. It says in the pasuk nozir lahazir. We learned this back in Parshas Nosoi. What does it say in the pasuk? Ish oya oy isha kiyafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lashem. So we have double lishoynis, lindor neder nozir lahazir. What do I learn from the double lishoynis? Lindor neder we had at the beginning of our mesechta comes to tell you the din of yodois nedarim. What do I learn from nozir lahazir? Mikan shanaziris chal al hanaziris. The one Naziris can be chal on the second. Meaning, although he's already a Nozir, because he already said, already Nozir Hayyim, and he's in the middle of his Naziris, a second Naziris can be chal on top of that first one. Not that it becomes simultaneous Nazirisin, but it means consecutive or sequential Nazirisin. Aha. Now, why would I have thought differently? Shiyochel. I would have made a Kal V'chaymer. Valimadinu. Valimadinu. Wisdodinu. Umashvua chamuro, madach shvua is chomor. In which respect is shvua chomor? The Gemara will tell us in another 8-9 lines. But take it for granted, shvua is more chomor. But ain't shvua chal la shvua. This comes to the Mishnah of yesterday, that one shvua cannot be chal on another shvua. Then, naziris kala, naziris which by comparison to shvua is more kal, in which respect is more kal, we'll see him yet Hashem shortly in the Gemara. Naziris kala, like kolshkin, the chavad, I should say that ain neder chal al neder, or ain naziris chal al naziris. That's what I would have said. Tamaloimar nozir lahazir mikan shenaziris chal al naziris. Oh, that's why you have to have a pasuk. Without the pasuk mitzara svara, I would have said no. I need a pasuk to tell you. Yeah, naziris is chal naziris. So, Frank Mori, but now how do we define naziris chal al naziris? Hey, chidam. Ilem di om hareini nozir hayoyim hareini nozir lemachar. Like Rav Huna is learning. That one is neder chal al neder. One is naziris chal naziris. Dafkin, such a case where he said today on Thursday, Hareini nozir hayoyim. And then he said, today on Thursday, Harinin Nazir Lemachar. So what's the svara? Why is Naziris chal on Naziris? Like we said in the Gemara yesterday, because Migud de Toisef Yoyim Echad, since the second Naziris, which is starting tomorrow, would end a day later, and since you cannot have a Naziris for one day, so one day grows into 30 days, so pray tomorrow, Hakrobaya. I need a pasuk for that. This is the Chatama Pashit. Because the second Naziris wasn't exactly the same cookie cutter as the first Naziris. He had one Naziris, and then he took upon himself a second Naziris with a different time period. So for Shteitzach, it's chal. I don't understand. It's like, for instance, the Gemara said yesterday, I made a shvua not to eat Tainim, and then I make another shvua not to eat Anovim. Would I say that the second is not chal because he just made a shvua? It's two different things. This is on the figs, and this is on the grapes, and never the twain shall meet. Masha'enkir over here, like Gabi, the case of Naziris, or just like the case of Naziris, the same thing. Since the first Naziris was from day 1 to day 30, second Naziris was from day 2 to day 31, automatically they're not the same. So why shouldn't it be Chal Naziris al Naziris? So I don't need a pasuk. I'm sorry?
If claimed on 3 days are coincide,
no.
Most majority of the days coincide overlap, that alone should be Chal. How would they bump out themselves?
You know, the Gemara takes as a basic assumption that you cannot have two Naziris in simultaneously. So therefore, the Gemara understands that when he says, Harein Nozer Hayoyim, Harein Nozer Lemachar, it's not going to really start physically tomorrow. That's impossible. So it's going to have to start after the conclusion of the 30 days. That being the case, so I'm going to start off with one day after the 30 days. That one is going to grow into its own 30 days. So I don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's going to be Chal al Nazir. If it would tell you that both Naziris and are Chal simultaneously, I agree with you, you'd need a pasuk for that. But if it's telling you that it's going to be Chal sequentially, so why not? After all, the second one doesn't start today, it only starts tomorrow. So I push it off 30 days. The Omar that we need the pasuk to tell you, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that even though he's repeating himself twice, he sounds like he's being redundant. Maybe he's being a stutterer, like the Gemara said the other day. She'i oichel, he really meant to say she'oichel. He's just being repetitive. Maybe he's doing it to dramatize. I really want to be a Nazir Hayoyim. Therefore, Zok the Pasuk, you're turning Naziris Chal and Naziris, that it's a Chiddush, that it's two separate Naziris, Naziris number one, and then Naziris number two. Sholem al Yisrael. It's based on what the Gemara is saying now is L'choy Rav Ishtarka, Raya Tishmul, Akasha An Rav Hunam. Everything more light. Hachem Ayeskim can go into Kibbal Olaf Shtein Naziris of Basachas. Says Rav Huna, even though I hold that if you say Harein Nozer Hayoyim, Harein Nozer Hayoyim, the second Naziris cannot be Chal on the pre-existing Naziris. However, you could go and take upon yourself two Naziris in simultaneously by saying Hareini B'Shtei Nazirisin. He says, I want to be in. So he didn't say separately. Harein Nozer Hayoyim. Harein Nozer Hayoyim. He said, Hareini B'Shtei periods of Naziris. I want to be Naziris twice. Oh, in such a case, that's why I have the pasuk to tell you Naziris Chal. Why do I need a pasuk for that? After all, why shouldn't he be able to take upon himself two Naziris in 60 days? So that's the Ran's kasha. Look at the Ran about the third down the omen on the left hand margin. Hacha b'maya skinan. Zok the Ran shekiba lo bein Nazir basachas kaloima. Ukro lo hachiyasa. That's what the pasuk tells you, that if he said Harini Naziris b'basachas, it's chal. V'im toimar. Ulaha kro lomali. Pshita. It's no difference that if a person says I'm going to be a nozer for 60 days, for a year, for 10 years. So of course, why shouldn't they be able to go and say Hareini nozer nizirim bebasachas? Yesh loimar ilav kro havamina sheyim nesamach yoim ki echad v'yovi karbon. I would think that without the pasuk ein hachanami, it's takachal like the Ran asked pshita. Of course, it's 60 days, but it's 60 days consecutively with one carbon, really three karbonis at the end. V'yosa krov hashminan the shtein aziris el chalukin have v'al kol lamed v'al kol lamed megaleach umevi karbon zeh pirush muzu al nachin. So like we just heard a moment ago from Reb Shaul, that the pasuk is coming to tell you, not that the chiddush that it's chal two separate naziris. That it's chal, I understand. But the chiddush is that it's not one long naziris, but it's two separate ones with two separate kabbonis and two separate tegelachas and two totally
different
things.
That was his loss, shtei naziris.
Exactly.
What to say? 60 days.
What to say? So that the shimi chal on 60 days that I could have without the pasuk. The pasuk is mechadish.
It was up there. Be enough to mean if something went wrong on the 31st day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if two separate ones, then he'd only have to redo the second one.
I mean, if it becomes tummy, right?
Right. If he does, then he got to start again.
Maske. Another big nafkimina, 100% right. Zayigit. He holds another nafkimina like we had yesterday. If the person is shoyul on his first naziras, then he doesn't, and on day 30, he doesn't have to count it all over again because he already did it. However, if it's a 60-day thing, then it's a totally different story. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Nigmar.
There's three big nafkaminas that we just came up with.
No, the pshita
doesn't
is.
Mean 60 days. It's not 60.
That's the chiddush of the 60 days in the teretz.
Yeah,
the pshita is in the havamina. The havamina is that without this passing nozel hazer, a person who takes upon himself, hareini nozir shtei pa'amim bebasachas, so then that's a tava pashit. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody else is 30 days. He's a 60 day guy. What do I need a nozel hazer for? Oh, nozel hazer going to tell you it's not. 60, it's 30 plus 30. Okay, very good. Freitimo umay chumra. So now let's go. So now we end for the kasha loy trafuna. That Rafuna still holds his. That Arayin nozrayim ran nozrayim. The second the zirus is garnished. Here I see from the pasuk nozal hazir is coming to tell you when he said, bebas achas. Zayigit. But in the middle of the brisa said apsavort. I would have thought the Shavua is Chamura, Naziris is Kala, that's why I need a Pasuk. The Frey Tigmara yet, my Chumra de Shavua Minayda. What is that Chumra that you're talking about? Ilay Mishum de Chayla Afila Dover She'en Bay Mamish, like we had in the previous Mishnayasin, for instance, we spoke about what happens if a person goes and says, Koinim, or he says, She'en, Koinim She'ani Yoshon, Koinim She'ani. So in all these cases, the Gemara said, that's not a lashon of koinim, because koinim has to go and be chal on a cheftza. That's in the Tayyare Barry, always tells us about the cheftza gavra business. And so therefore, when it comes to neder, it has to be chal on a cheftza, and sleep is intangible, it's not a cheftza. So therefore he said it has to be koinim einai b'shina. Mash einkein the gavra the din of shvuas, you can go and say shvuas shaloi ishon, and it's chal. Because by Shavuah, it's not a din the chafetz, it's a din in the gavra. And when it comes to a neid, it's a din in the chafetz. It's a timara. Ilay mishum the chayil afil adavish ein by mamish, mash ein came by a neider. And that's why it's chomor. Neider nami chomor. Shekein chal ala mitzvah kirishus. Like we had in the previous Mishnah, if a person says, koinim sukkah ze alay, koinim lulav shirinoidol, koinim tfilin shirimaniyach. The koinim is chal. It's chal. Mashenka, if the person says, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, I'm not going to take a lulav, I'm not going to put on tefillin, it's not chal. So I see from this that a neder is more chomor than a shvua. So how did you tell me? Oh, shvua is more chomor. The chamid has one chomor, but neder has another chomor. Everything gemara al mishum dechseba b'shvua, kilo yenak Hashem, eisa sheyisa shmoy lashom. The gabi shvua, as it says, agreis ezach lo yenake, chas Hashem kodesh baruch hu, won't take tshuva. Of course, tshuva always helps, but nevertheless, the lashon kilo yenak is a very strong lashon that a person shouldn't go and make shvua shav. But you don't find that type of lashon elsewhere in the Torah, and specifically you don't find it legabe a neder. So in that respect, the shvua is more chomer than a neder.
With the two chumras, that was the lashon of the Mishnah. The chayma be this over that, the chayma be this over that. So I could just say one is more chumra.
Yeah.
If the, I think it's a Mishnah, it says clear that each one has a chumra.
100%. That was the more discussion. To go back to Zayin Amud Aleph,
That's where we learned.
Ten Zayin Amud Aleph. Look in the bottom of the Omer in the Mishnah. The choyim be b'shvuas v'nedarim, the choyim v'nedarim b'shvuas. Is that the
havamin? You gotta understand.
Yeah. Okay, so we might invite at the end of the Mishnah. We focus so far in the darim, Rav Huna and Shmuel, and now we're going to the second part of the Mishnah about the shvuah. Shvuah, everybody agrees. Shvuah shloy oicha. V'ochel ein echayv ala achas, because the second shvuah is not chal at all, only the first shvuah. Omer Rava. So Rava tells us, a gevaldige chiddush. What's his chiddush? We just said now that the second shvuah is garnished. It's nothing, right? You make a shvush le'oichel te'enim, shvush le'oichel te'enim, and he eats te'enim, and he had hasra, mitzvay edim. He only gets one malchus because the second shvur is nothing. If he went and made a mistake and ate the te'enim, he only has to bring one korban, not two korbanos. But this Rava, what happens in Nishal al Rishoina? He goes to Ruv and says, I don't like the first shvur that I made. And he gives him a Pesach Harata, and the Ruv takes it away. He's matir an edim, matir a shvur. Guess what happens? Shnei chol all of the second one is chal after all. So it's not pshat that the second one was gunish. There was a shvur, but there was no mokum for that shvur to be chal because he already had a pre-existing shvur. So that shvur is kind of hovering overhead, waiting for the moment when that first shvur would dissipate. And and I'm going to come in for a crash landing to go and take over for the first shvur. Says Gemara, how does Rava know this? It doesn't say anything like this in the Mishnah. Not shtetachio in the Mishnah. Mimai, midlek tani. The lashon of Mishnah lechayre should have been shvur shloi oichal, shvur shloi oichal. Ein yala achas. He only has one shvur. Why is he have the lashon of the Mishnah tani ein echayv ala achas? Ein echayv ala achas sounds like a shvur is duh, but just that there is no chiyuv on the shvur. Right. It's a very lomdish gemara, as a like a brisker making
like
now two dinim. A shvur is yod, but there's no chiyuv. So what's pshat? Rav hu de lesla. The reason why the second shvur was not chal because there was no revach. There was no place. Revach vateli amal yehuda mimokem aches. Somewhere else there'll be revach, but over here there was no revach because the first shvur took over the whole situation, and therefore there was no place. However, kimechel al chaverta. As soon as you were shoyel on the first one, so that first one goes away. Oh, so now baruch Hashem chayil, and then it has mokem to be chal. It jumps in and it's chal. A great sechidish of Rava. Hashem shad for the Mishnah is good. No. See you. It's just good. Mishnah krina. Second lashon. The second lashon sounds very similar to the first lashon. Lishnah chrina chiyuv v'huda leka. It says in our Mishnah a lashon of ein chayiv ela achas. So there's no chayiv. Hashvu ika, but there is a shavua. So my hilchasa lekirava the amarava nishala lishayna. Also a shniyat tachter. Oh, it doesn't. So poshim pshat in the Gemara, there's no difference lamaisa between the first lashon and the second lashon. It's only that the first lashon we introduced Rava first, and we asked what's the raya of Rava, and he finished off because it says in the Mishnah, "Ein lechayev al achas," instead of saying "Ein leyal achas." So it started off with Rava, and the second lashon is the Gemara itself made the diak. Chivu deleka shvu eka. The ma'ilchus elik and Rava. But bottom line, it's both the same. Lechoyra. However, in the back of the Gemaras, there's a hagoyis called either Poyris Yosef or Parat Yosef. I'm not sure how people pronounce it. As you know, there's a yeshiva edge. It's all called Parat Yosef. That's presumably
very old
after,
one.
Yeah, presumably named after Svardish and Godel. So in the Parat Yosef or Poyris Yosef, at the end of the Gemara, he says that there is a nafkimin. L'choyra, yesh nafkusa ben shtei halashoydes. There is a nafkimin. Why? The yesh loyma de nafkimin, the lishna kama, the Omar im nishal al rishoyna shniya chola im kein hamashma di ata loichal klal ele lekishi yishal. In other words, if you look at the lashon haGemara, what's the first lashon? Omar Rava im nishal al rishoyna shniya chola olav, meaning that Rava is saying that at the moment of the sheila on the first one, then the second one comes in. It's the chmash, but until that makam of she'ela, there was no possibility, there was no second shavua whatsoever. The second shavua materialized, comes on the scene at the time of the so she'ela on the Rishon. He's saying, Omer Rava, im nishal Rishon, if
you're
and when.
Saying the problem with what he's saying is that there isn't a new shavua coming later.
So I'm just telling you what the Beis Yosef is being medayik in the Gemara. The diuk is Amar Rava. Im nishal rishayna, if and when he shal rishayna, then shniyah chala olav. Then the Lishna Chrina says, no, chiyuvahu daleka hashvua ikka. The Beis Yosef is saying, according to the second Lashon, the shvua is already there from the very beginning. It's not that it gets, for the first time, this shvua blossoms and grows when the first one is nishal. That second shvua was there all along. The only thing is, there was no chiyuv. In other words, when a person will be over by eating the te'enim, he, in a sense, he's being over both shavuos, but we're only going to give him one punishment, not two punishment. Chiyuv u'daleka ha'shavu ikar. So therefore, the Paris Yosef wants to say that according to the first lashon, there is no shavuah whatsoever, a second shavuah, until the time of the she'ela on the first shavuah. According to the second lashon, there's always two shavuahs. It's just that there's no oynish on shavuah. Oh, so what's the nafkimina alocha? The nafkimina he says is kaimalon. We're going to learn later on in our mesechta. Ein nishalin ala neder koydim shiyochel. What happens if a person makes a neder and it wasn't chal yet? For instance, he says, "I want to be a nozer tomorrow." Haredi nozer l'mach. Everybody agrees it's a binding neder, but it doesn't start until tomorrow. So what happens if before tomorrow, this afternoon, he goes to the roof and says, "You know, I thought about it. What a stupid thing to do. I love to drink wine. I want to go and show you on the neder already today." Says the Gemara later on, "Ein nishalom al the neder kodim shiyochel. He can't be shalom the neder before it's chal." Zok to Paris Yosef, what happens if the person wants to be shoyl not on neder, on shavua number one? He wants to be shoyl on shavua number two.
First.
According to the first lashon, that the first lashon is saying that there was no shavua whatsoever until he shoyl on the first shavua, and then the second shavua comes out of nowhere and becomes a shavua. Oh, so the second shavua wasn't chal. If it wasn't chal, he can't be shoyl on the second shavua until he was shoyl on the first shavua. But according to the second lashon, where the second lashon says chiyuvu daleka al hashvua ika, there was a shvua all along. So therefore, it was chal. There's no oynish. There's no carbon. But there is a shvua. So therefore, you could be shoyl on shvua number two, even before it the first shvua goes away. You can be shoyl on it because it was chal. There's no oynish, no carbon, but you do have a shvua. That's what he says in Afkamina.
Second lashon is the way, generally speaking, in Sukhalalisa works.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have the two Isurim, they're all bubbling out there. There's room for the second Isur to be chal, then it can chal.
So you're saying it's more like the second lashon?
It's more like the second lashon.
Okay, is that good? Fine?
Yeah.
Are you sure anyway, that's the way it is? That if it's not chal, then it can be chal later in Sukhalalisa? How do you know?
You were there. You
had
Chozev and
Eir.
That's another
thing. That's okay. What Kash was, that the thing is really here.
It's
a mamashis. Yeah, it's a mamash. I don't know if that's the same.
All right, anyway.
This is the first time we're here. I mean, we've been talking about being Shoah and the Neder and the Zimis.
Right.
Shoah and Shoah, I don't remember seeing this.
You have the same concept of Shoah by Shoah.
It's the first time we're seeing it actually mentioned in the Gemara.
Can you imagine? But Rabbi says it's not the Paris Yosef. It's initial or Shoah. Okay, so now, regardless which lashon, the first lashon, the second lashon, bottom line, Rava said that if you're shoyl on shvua number one, the shvua number two falls in its place. Let's bring a raya from the brisa that we quoted already yesterday. Now, the brisa of yesterday wasn't dealing with shvuas, it was dealing with nedar. But it's the same concept. Misha noda shtei naziris. Umana esari shoyna. 30 days already over, he's finished. The Yivrish Karban is already, has his Kavanis all ready to bring, and guess what happens? The Nishal Alea, now he's Shoyl on the first Naziris. Okay, so he's Mataneder, the whole first Naziris goes away. Barry was Mafalpul yesterday, will be with the Kavanis, Yo Nish. But anyway, but as far as the 30 days are concerned, the 30 days go away. Ultimately, Shnia Berishaina. Now, how could it be that the Shnia goes and falls into place of the Rishaina? Didn't we just go and say that normally the second Aziris would be Chal only? We had this yesterday in Iman, yeah. So how did it fall that the second Aziris now fills up the place of the Rishayna? Because the reason why the second Hareni Nozer Hayoyim didn't go and start immediately is because I had the first Hareni Nozer Hayoyim. But it was just hovering over there waiting to be Chal. When it can be Chal after the 30 days are over, then it's going to start, like we had in our Mishnah, like we had in the Gemara. Oh, but now that I was showing you on the first one, so then the second one can be Chal, and it fills up the first 30 days. It's Gishmak. Same thing. So just the same thing that Rava said, the Gabi Shavuos, the same thing applies like Benidorim as well.
So you use that carbon you could use.
Well,
is that what he said?
I don't know.
Think there's another child. He was Meyachadit for the first one.
You know, right. So the Gemara doesn't address what the status of Gemara is. All the Gemara tells us is that you don't have to count now a brand new 30 days. The second 30 days will be Chalim Afreya within the first 30 day period. Now, maybe you have it over here if you want to look it up. Oh, say it. So now the question.
The Hefesh Karbon seems to imply that there's a difference in the Karbon also.
Yeah, it's fine. It's Baruch Hashem, alts and best on.
Hey,
yeah. Here, here, the light, light could be stronger, but the air conditioner is fine.
We're gonna lower them on the computer now.
The, what you just saying? The new bulbs, Baruch Hashem. The Torah is lechtik, and they're in the midst of the Torah. Torah is lechtik. Shkoyach. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so therefore the Chayyim have a good raya from the case of Nedarim to the case of Shavuos. However, if you think about it for a moment, they're not really the same. Why are they not really the same? Because according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds Hareini Nozer Hayoim, Hareini Nozer Hayoim, both Nedarim are Chal. Both of them are effective. In fact, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Yesh neder b'toich neder. It's just that it's physically impossible to be a double nozir simultaneously. So therefore, you finish your first one and then you go on to the second one. But by shvuah, we said ein shvuah b'toich shvuah, that you don't have this concept of the second shvuah being chal. It's not chal at all. So how is the Gemara bringing a raya from this brisa? Mishnah the Shnei Naziris. The reason why by the Shnei Naziris the second one falls into the place of the first, because there are two bona fide, halachically binding Naziris. You can't do them simultaneously. Fine. So do the first and then you do the second. If you are shoyl on the first, then the second will take its place. Makes a lot of sense. But if you're telling me pshat in the Mishnah that the second shvuah is garnish, it's not binding at all, it's zero, so what's the raya that if the first one you shoyel on, that the second one takes over? There is no second shvuah to take over. That shvuah never was chal in the first place. What's the raya of the Gemara? Therefore, says the Ran, al korchoch, our Gemara is not going according to Shmuel, it's going according to Rav Huna. Why is that better according to Rav Huna? Because just like Rav Huna said, that if you say Hareini Nozer Hayoim, Hareini Nozer Hayoim, will the second neder be Chal?
No.
No. He said zero. It's only Chal in the case where he says Hareini Nozer Hayoim, Hareini Nozer Lamachar. But if he says Hareini Nozer Hayoim twice, the second one is not Chal. Yet this Braisa says, Misha Nodeshtein Naziris, Pasha Pshat means the same one, because he's saying that the second one, also Lishnia Birishoida, is the same 30 days, not a Lamacher case, but Hayoim, Hayoim case. Oh, and it says that even though Rav Huna says that the second Hareini Nozer Hayoim is not Chal, but the Braisa says that if and when you finished off, if you are shoyl on your first Naziris, then the second one magically comes into being and it takes over the space of the first. So then this Shvu is exactly the same thing. The second Shvu is not Chal. However, if you shoyl on the first Shvu, then the second Shvu takes the place of the first Shvu. So according to Rav Huna, it's the parallel is perfect, because Rav Huna Taka holds ein neder b'toich neder. It says in our Mishnah, yesh neder. Yeah, in the case where he said hayoim and mochar. But if they're identical in the dorim, hayoim and hayoim, like te'enim and te'enim, just like shvuah acha shvuah is not chal, the neder acha neder is not chal. Ein acha nami, so they're exactly the same. And nevertheless, the Braisa says that when the first one goes away, the second one is chal b'mekoimai. Same thing with shvuah. The first shvuah goes away, the second one is chal b'mekoimai. So look at the last shtikl ran on the bottom. 7-8 lines from the bottom. Lay Mesaile Mishinoda Bay Naziris. Man the Mesaile Lerova Meho. Al Korchi Krav Huna Svirala. He holds like Krav Huna. The Omad Ba'im Hareini Nozer Hayoim. Hareini Nozer Hayoim. Ey Naziris Chala Al Naziris. And therefore, just like the second Naziris is not Chal, the second Shavuah is not Chal, and therefore they're parallel. But the Kishmul Svile, the Omad Filibachi Hay Gavna, in the case of Hayoim and Hayoim. Naziris Chal Al Naziris. What's the raya? Dilma shani hacha to be sure shenodar chol al shteyan. When he made the two nidorim, both of them were chal. Just there was no makayim, so you waited 30 days. Umishemachik shenishal rishayna also lishni barishayna. Al b'shvus she b'shoa she nishba loy chala shvua shniya li oy the shvua shniya. Since the second shvua was not chal at all, it was zero. Dvelim dvarim betelim uvutolim. So the abizay loy lam ein malach the kid loy chala hashla loy chala nami kibishalar rishayna. I would say it's never chal ever, not now and not later. Alavad mishum si loy kerav unamis ayalei. As they shen shtikol.
It's not a raya, but it's not a kash.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So bottom line, the Gemara wants to bring a raya to the halacha of Rava. for the Gemara, no, there is no raya to Rava, because that price is not talking about a case of Hareini Nozer Hayoim, Hareini Nozer Hayoim. It's so much going to Shekibah Olav Shinazir Zubas Achas. Oh, there everybody agrees. Even Rav Huna agrees that if you're Makabosh Shinazir Zubas Achas, then it's Takachal. It's not Chal 60 days, it's 30 plus 30. Oh, if it's Takachal, that's where the Brisa says, Misha Nozer Shinazir Zubas Rishoina. And he was in for Korban, and he was Shoyal on the Rishoina. Then the second one fills up the vacuum, and it's Chal in its place. But a case by Shmua Shmua, so I don't have a right to Rava from this price after all. We finished this sugya now, and the question is, we've gone through two possibilities. Neder being Chal al Neder, and the case of Shvur being Chal on Shvur. Shvur is certainly not Chal on Shvur, that's a double poshet, that's what it says in the Mishnah. No Shvur is Chal. If you made a Shvur not to eat to Einim, and you repeat yourself not to eat to Einim, only the first one is Chal, not the second one. Okay. Good. By Neder, we said there's a difference between Naziris and Koinomois. By Naziris, we said Taki Yochal, and it'll be two times Nozer, one after the other. But by Koinim, if he says, Koinim Kikar Ze Olai. Koinim Kikar Ze Olai, we had in the Ran yesterday, and again today, that there's only one Koinim. You cannot have Neder Chal Al Neder by Koinomis. By Naziris, yeah, but not by Koinomis, not by Isu. Freitach the Ran, what about, can a Shavua be Chal on a Neder, and can a Neder be Chal on a Shavua? How do you have a Neder Chal on a Shavua, Shavua Chal on a Neder? Very simply. For instance, if I make a Shavua, I'm not going to eat this piece of bread. And then, 5 minutes later, and I say, Koinem kikar ze alai. That's, I made a shvua first, and then I added the iser cheft, as you would call it, the iser of Nathan. Now, what happens if I did it the other way around? I said that kikar ze alai, therefore a kikarbit, if I want, koinem, also of Nathan, and then I say, shvua shloi oichal kikar zu.
It's not much of the ointment, why shouldn't it be chal?
So the question is the shvua chal on the Nathan, is the Nathan chal on the shvua?
Why not?
The choir, I should say, if 1 year, then both cases, right? The Chayra. So the Ran says something very, very gishmak. And we're going to see it in a moment inside, because the Omid Beis is very, very simple, Rabbi Yisai. What the Ran tells us is that a Neder, you remember, whenever you learn the Sugi of Isser Chal, Isser in Shas, the Gemara says, Tak ein Isser Chal, Isser. But by an Isser Koilel or Isser Moisef, it can be Chal. Yeah, then everybody's Moida. Isser Koilel, Isser Moisef. Here, the Ran doesn't use the term Issa Moisef, but that's what it comes at. What's the Issa Moisef over here? The Issa Moisef is that when you make a Shavua, you're only affecting yourself. I'm not allowed to eat this Kikar. But the Kikar, as far as it's concerned, nothing happened to the Kikar. Kikar, nothing happened. When I go and say, Koinem Kikar Zu Alai, now I'm adding to my Issa Gavra, I'm also adding an Issa Cheftza. Okay, what about the other way around? If I make Kikar Zu Alai, says the Ran, if after that I go and make a shvua myself, shvua shloi oichel kikazu, I'm not adding anything. Why not? It only had cheftz until now. I'm adding now an issa gavra. Says the Ran, no. Even though we call it issa cheftz, abla maisa, who is it osir on? Is it osir on the building? Is it osir on the goy? It's osir on me. If I go and say that this kikazu alai koinem, so therefore it's not issa cheftz, but I am not allowed to go and eat it. So therefore, automatically, it's parenthetically also an Issa Gavra. And if it's also an Issa Gavra, when I subsequently go and make a Nayi Shvua, then I'm not going to eat it. It's like Mujbav Oymed, or it's like Isser Ein Issa Chal Isser, because I'm not being moisif anything. The Issa Chefta and the Issa Gavra was there already first when I made my Koinem. So when I add now a Shvua, I didn't add anything. Let's go and take a quick look at that.
There's a difference if you shoyel on the neder and not on the shvua. So then the shvua is this.
Oh, very good. Very good. If you go 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines into the wide lines of the Ran. 7, 8 lines. At the end of the line, it says over here, Mihu. Everybody have a Mihu at the end of the line? Everybody has that, Barry? You have that? Yeah. 7, 8 lines into the wide lines.
Lema Messiah.
Mihu. Mio lahom milza adifi nedarim shvuos shanedarim chalen al hashvuos vein hashvuos chalas al nedarim ketzad nishba shiyoychol kikaze. First he made a shvu, I'm not going to eat this kikar. V'yach kach osrei ole bekoinim osrei ochloi. That isa would be chal. How do I know? Oh, now, this, by the way, is the other way around. He's saying, first, he's starting off, Ketze Nishba Shiyoichel Kikaze. He made a positive shvua that I will eat the kikar. And then he makes a koinim that kikar, koinim kikaze alai. Then I see that the koinim is chat. In a moment, he'll talk about if he made a shvua not to eat it. First, the case is shvua to eat it. And then he says, kikazu alai kikoinim, osili achlai. So I see that the neder is chal on the shvur. Why? Kirmin le'elek, we said before. Koinim sukashani oise, luluf shani noitel, osur. Ubevadai dechi hechi the neder. Chal al dvar mitzvah, chayil nami ashvua. If you're telling me that the neder, that I'm not going to sit in this sukkah, not that I won't sit, but the sukkah zu olai koinim, if you're telling me that can be effective, the gabi dvar mitzvah, then certainly can be chal on the shvur. Both the mitzvah that I have to sit in the sukkah, that's a mitzvah on me, gavra. A shvua is a gavra. V'chayil alayu iser chavsa din adorim levat l'meshev yaltaisif. Just like the neder will be chal on this sukkah, not to sit in it, the neder will be chal on this kikar that I won't eat it. Even though I made a shvua that I will eat it, it's not better than I made a sukkah that I will sit in. I won't sit in. Now says the Rambam, v'ef shegamke shekishem shehaneder chal al shvua levat la. That was our case that the neder superseded and trumped the shvua to be vaklit. Kachu chal lekaima. It also is chal in it to be mekayim to enforce it. Shanish b'shele yoichel kikazu. V'chazar v'osrei ola b'koinam v'yacholoi chayiv shtayim. It'll be chayiv both on the shvua and on the neder. Why? And that is sensible. It's logical, says the Ran. Because im levatel in cholam, madach the neder can be mevatel a pre-existing shvua lekayim leikol shkein. Certainly, it should go and be mekayim and enforce it. Umayhu taim magulfei tekasidna. The kim the shvua is less no eli isa gavra because shvua is only in isa gavra. It's not an isra chavsa. Ki omer koinim mitoisev bei isra chavsa. I do have a hisafa of the isra chavsa onto the gavra. Until now, only the gavra was osur, and now I'm making the chavsa osur. Since I'm isra moisev, it's mitoisev bei isra. Ah, but the other way around. Ein ishvu is chalas on the dorim. Loi levat v'loi lekayim. Why? Shim osur al atzmoi kikar. If he says kikar zu olai, kikar ben koinim. Because with Ishbal, and then he makes a shvua shiyechlenu. If he can make a shvua positive shiyechlenu, pshita she'ena rishoy lo'achle. He made it also. I can say that it's like a shtikl chazer. I make a shvua to go and eat chazer. Tunach m'sheskel chazer. So I made this into a shtikl chazer by saying that kikar alai is a bazoi. So of course I can't eat. What happens if he says a shvua that I will not eat this kikar that I made into a koinim? Also, ain't oivel mishum b'yachel. The lekel amayim tochi heichi the iser chefted in the dorm chaylet is the gavra shvuos. Why don't I say that just like by the case of neder chalal shvua, this was an iser gavra and moisiv now an iser chefta. Hachanami iser gavra neshvuos lechel iser chefted in the dorm. So say the same thing over here. Until now it was just a chefta. I'm adding iser gavra. Barry, you should be so happy. These are the lishonis that you love to talk about. Says the Ran, mishum de menedorim ki heichi the ismu iser chefta. Iser gavra nami is. By every neder, it's not only an isa chavtza on the zach. What is that zach? It's also to me that I'm not allowed to go and eat it. Oh, it's automatically, parenthetically, this also an isa gavra. Sher mikiven shenesser olav. Since he made it a koinim, this is also to me to eat. It's chalalev koyalev bilachad dvaray. V'hai lav, and that this lav is isa gavra. Kichol loy sesher b'toyer, just like every loy sesher. Every time you have a lav in the toyer, it's always an isa gavra. It's an isa on me. I'm not allowed to do X. I'm not allowed to do Y. I'm not allowed to do Z. Hilkach, ein makel l'shvu yishetoch al nedarim. V'ach yisbi yishalmi, yishalmi yisiz taka desklar, perikam de mechilte, mikika echad. Mikivin she yizkar lov shvu, kinevelehu, mikan ve'elech, kemechel shvu es al yisurim, vein shvu es cholis al ha yisurim. A shvu can be chal on an iser. Om Rav Yudin, v'hu she yizkar neder v'yakach yizkar shvu. If you first made the neder and then the shvu, it's not chal. Am yizkar shvu v'yakach neder. Hanedorim chalim al yisurim. So bottom line is, Rabbi Legabei shvua ain't shvua chal shvua according to everybody. Legabei neder chal neder machloikis ravuna and Shmuel legabei nazirus bekuliyama moed legabei koinem a regular iser ain't iser chal iser. However, if you're talking about a neder on a shvua, is chal because he's adding to the iser gabri, he's adding an iser chavtza. But if you have an existing iser chavtza, you cannot add an iser gabra because iser chavtza includes an iser gabra because a chavtza is not osir on its own. It's osir to me that if I eat it, so therefore you can have
literally
much will be on it. Yeah, it's a gishmak, right?
Just like you say that when I say a chavtza, it's
osir
to me,
it
obligates me as a gabra.
Right.
When I take a shvua not to eat this kikar,
yeah,
why don't we say that there's also a shtickle iser chetza on that kikar now? Why is it not symmetrical? We've expanded major to include iser gabra,
mm-hmm,
because the iser falls on the person,
right,
through the chetza.
Yeah.
Why don't we say the same thing through the shvua?
The chetza is untouched. The chetza is in its pure, pristine form the way it was until now. Nothing has happened. Mashenke, when I make this kikar into a hadovah tamei by making it kikoinim, so now it's certainly osir, but now it's not osir in a vacuum. Oh, I'm not allowed to look at it, I'm not allowed to go in the dalaramis, I'm not allowed to touch it. The iser is that I'm not allowed to go and eat it. Well, how did that affect me? I only talked about the kikar, I didn't talk about myself. What he means to say is, since this kikar is zualai, if I'm going to go and eat it, I'll be over on an iser gavr, I'm not going to be over. I can't get an oinish. You get an oinish kicker. You're the bad guy. You're the chavtza. I'm not awesome.
So what am I? Why is it symmetrical? We've expanded the iser chavtza to attach to gavra.
Yeah.
But if the gavra is making a shvua on a chavtza, why doesn't that work the same way?
Chavtza hasn't been changed.
It's asymmetrical.
But that's the chiddush, and that's why neid is chal on shvua. She was not chal on neid. Zok the mishnah vayte. Zok the mishnah. Very gishmak. A mishnah. Very simple mishnah. Stam the dorm lahachmir. Not such thing as easy. Okay. Stam the dorm lahachmir upirushim lahakel. What does that mean? Stam the dorm lahachmir upirushim lahakel. Look at the Ran, fourth line. Very simple. Ran kloimar, first of the narrow lines. Kloimar mishanodar v'yesh lafarish l'shoyne lahachmir ulahakel. He said words which are vague or ambiguous. I don't know whether he's being machmer or mekel. Koshli pirish echmehem. If he doesn't say beferish, leman eskavin, holchen bestoma lehachmer. I don't know. You got to be machmer.
Is it the right
thing? Upirush and hokel continues on the run. In pirish achkach vi omar. If after he finished, somebody asked him, "Hey, what did you mean? Did you mean lehachmer or lehokel?" And then he's befarish. He said lekach niskavanti, which turns out to be a kula. Soim chadal devarav avu bishu mekel. Then I can be soim chadal him, even though it comes out that he's being maker like Limafre. The Kul Masisin, as we'll see right now. Look at the Mishnah.
I don't understand what means.
We'll see now, it's going to become crystal clear. Zok the Mishnah. Stam the Dorm Lahachmet Uprushim Lahokal. Ketzer. Omer Hari Olai. He looks at a piece of bread and he said, this bread should be Kimbisar Maliach. So Maliach means salted meat. Or it could be like Yayin Nesach, or wine that was used for libations. Now, both basim aliyah and yai nesach could mean, in a very beautiful form, that he's being bishel shlomim, or on the side it says shomayim. His kavana is that it should be like basim aliyah for a carbon. Why does the Gemara refer to it as basim aliyah? Why doesn't it refer to it as basar or carbon? Azok the ran, because it says al kol karbonecha takrev melach, that you have to go and add melach to all of your kavanas. So therefore, basim aliyah is then referring to a carbon. On the other hand, basim aliyach might also be referring to a tekroivis that you bring for avodah zarah. Apparently, they also put melach lahavdil on their sacrifices. Yainesach, we all know Yainesach today has a pejorative sense to it. Yainesach, agoy was menasach. But really, Yainesach comes from the Torah. What did it say? Chatzi ahin yelapor. Ushlish zain la'ayil. Urevias ahin la'keves yoyin. Zois oilas chodesh b'chodesh. Every single day, they had a nisach hayayin on the mizbech. On Sukkot, they even had a nisach mayim. But throughout the year, every day, whenever they brought a carbon, oil carbon, shlam, he always had yainesach. So therefore, what did he mean? Did he mean the beautiful kavanas and the beautiful nainesach of the base of Megiddush? If that was his kavana, it would be asur, because he's being noider bedover hanodur. But if he's thinking about avodah zarah, avodah zarah is a chadover asur, and therefore it would be mutter. So I don't know what this guy meant, since I don't know. Imstam is asur. However, I'm sorry. But apparently only this. Apparently, basim aliyach was used in a carbon sense or in a sacrifice sense. You're right. Today you could be any type of salt of meat.
It really goes basim
aliyach. Meat has been salted, it's
correct. You're 100% right. The Imstam, if he just said Stam, I don't know.
Time they did less salt and alcohol grilling.
Anyway, lemasa im stam, it's osur, and therefore that's what the Mishnah meant. Stam nedarim lahachmir. However, what happens right after he finishes? We say to him, "Hey, Mister, what did you mean by that yayin nesach? Did you mean that you're not allowed to drink it because a goy was menasachit, or do you mean beis midrash?" "Oh, of course I was afraid. Everybody knows that yayin nesach means that a goy touched the wine, you're not touching it, and what didn't say it's bushel on the back, and then osur. Therefore, it's a davar osur. Davar osur, then it would be mutter because if he's toila, if he's matvis bedavar osur." Not, it would be what? Second case. How do you like a chayrim? Now we know chayrim has a double connotation. When you say stam chayrim, you might be saying a chayrim l'Hashem, which means lebedik abayis, or chayrim could also mean l'koyhanim. So if you just say the chayrim, im chayrim shel shemayim, if he had in mind and he says chayrim shel shemayim, that's awesome. If he says chayrim shel koyhanim, then it's what? Because shel kahanim is a davar mutter, it doesn't get any special kedusha. It just belongs. It becomes now mumin koyin. But a zor is allowed to use it. It's mutter. V'im stam, I don't know which one it is, then I have to be machmir, and then it's awesome. But again, if he's mafarish subsequently that I meant shel kahanim, it'll be mutter. Now, how do you like kimaser? He's saying this piece of bread should be like a shtick mice. So, what type of mice is he talking about? It could be maser b'haima, or it could be maser goyren, meaning like maser rishon. So, im kimaser b'haima nodar, it's osir. Why is it osir? Explains Zeran, because the tenth animal only becomes the Asiriya Kodesh if he says something. If he says this tenth one is Kodesh, it becomes Kodesh. Therefore, it's a Dovra Nodur. It's a Dovra Nodur, then it's Taka Osir. Vim shall goyin, if it's goyin, it's mutter. Now, why shall goyin is a mutter? It's a poshib shad, because masarisha we know is mutter lizar to anybody. You give it to the Levi, but the Levi can invite you to his home, and kahanim levim yisraelim, everybody's allowed to eat from it. It is the chadavra mutter. No, if he's noyed, but davra mutter, v'shteitzach is mutter. Vim stam, if I don't know what he meant, what he said, kemaser, then also, then you have to be stam, the dorim is lahach. How do you like a truma? A person said this piece of bread should be like truma. Okay, in truma salishka nodar lizoser. Truma salishka is the matbeis that we give always ude time the machzah shekel. Everybody knows that that has kedushas bedek habayis. If that's the case, if that was what he had in mind, this word truma salishka davar hanodar is awesome. However, if he had in mind truma shel goyren, it's mutter. Why shall goyin mutter? Isn't that also a kriya shem that he has to go and say that this truma? Why is shall truma mutter? So it's either the Rosh or the Toises that say that really inherently it's already osir. Why? Because al tevel was already osir. All you're doing by calling it truma is you're not adding isurim to it. You are adding heterim. Because al tevel, nobody was allowed to go and eat it. Now it's at least mutter all to all kahanim. Thousands of people throughout the world, kahanim allowed to go and eat. If that's the case, it's a chadavar mutter. It's not a dover ha'osr. Any isser that it has is isser min ha'shamayim. That now it's no longer tevel. Now it's truma. That's isser min ha'shamayim. I didn't cause it to become osr. It was osr already from before. So it's not a dover another. It's a dover ha'osr. Therefore, again, it's mutter.
But if he said a rei like a tevel, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But he's saying a rei like a truma.
Yeah.
Truma is, as it were, a dibor, because you have to say it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
If the mentally designated, but say it, right?
Right.
So if you're saying it, isn't it a davar hanadur? If it's davar hanadur,
no, I agree.
To Yisraelim,
that's, I knew you were going to be nervous about it. So look at the Pirush Rosh about halfway down the Rosh in the left-hand margin. The kemas behema nodar is asur, says the Rosh. Kleine Oisius. They have a dover another, but Masa Behema, Shetzerach Lahagdishoi, Vein Masa Behema Oiser Hagoyren, Kemase Dogen. Masa Behema doesn't ask the Goyren. What does he mean that it doesn't ask the Goyren? If you don't take it, the ten behemoths are not awesome. Masha'enke and the Gabi Truman and the Gabi Meiser, even before I go and give the Truman the Meiser, it's Osir, it's Oisir Hagoyin. So it's not that the Maser is Osir Hagoyin, but this whole thing is Osir. So therefore, what the Gemara essentially, what the Rosh is telling us is that after he gives his Truma, the Isser of this Truma is not because he was Mafreshit and Noider it. In the case of the Maser Behema, until now all of these animals were all basically Chulin. By going and saying Assyria Kodesh, now I've added Beneder, I've made it an Isser. Here, all of the two until now was Asur. Yeah. By calling it Truma or calling it Maser, I've added Heterim to it. I haven't added Isurim to it. So therefore, it's not a Dovra Noder. The Dovra Noder, of course, means to be Matvis, Beneder, to make it Asur. If I go and say, Kika Zeh Olai, that I will eat it, and then I go and make another Kika Zeh Olai that I won't eat it. So this kikar, I can't go and say I'm being matters b'davar anodr. Davar anodr means anodr that was anodr le'isr, not anodr le'heter. So the truma is a nedar le'heter, so to speak. Because by saying that this is truma, making it to maser, I'm now being matered b'achila in the case of truma to all kahanim, in the case of maser to all Yisraelim. So therefore it's not a davar hanodr. And therefore it's looked into the Mishnah that it's mutter, v'im stam, if I don't know whether truma means azoy, it's us. Divra mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to learn it in context. Stam truma biyehuda asura bigol muteres she'ein anchi gol makin mes truma salishka. Meaning, we all know there's a din of bringing machzor shekel, but Yehuda, which means Yerushalayim and around the Beis Hamikdash, when it comes the time of Adar and Nisan, people are talking about, oh, did you give your trumas yet? Truma, not did I give the truma from the goyden, from my tour, but did you give your truma, meaning your machza shekel? And three times a year in Yerushalayim, they went into the lishka to go and take out some of the matbeis and put them in the three boxes. So they were toyden from the lishka. So when a person used the term truma freely in Yerushalayim, a lot of people thought what he meant is taka, a truma, not the truma from the tour, the truma for the lishka. That's why stam it's awesome. Because that is a davar anodr. Masha Enkein in Galil, people didn't think in those terms. There, people, they, when they talk about truma, they meant truma from the field. So therefore, in Anchigol Makir Strum, Ein Makir Strum Salishka, therefore, it would be mutter out in the Galil. Stam Haramim bi Yehuda mutarin, the Galil Asurin. She'ein Anchigol Makir Eschermei Hakahan. What's my thing? What is this? By Chayim, we said before, Chayim could be a Chayim Lashem or could be Chayim Lakahanim. Explains Zeran, in Galil, there were very few Kohanim. There were a lot of Bimkum coins. Whenever it came Sheni V'Chamishi and Shabbos, they called the Bimkum coins. There were very few Kohanim. Why? Because all the Kohanim were posted in Yerushalayim. Many of them were doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Many of them were getting ready for their Mishmar. So the Kohanim were always busy in Yerushalayim, and therefore there were many more in Yehuda than you had in the Galil. Ah, that being the case, when a person says Stam Chayrim B'Yehuda, in Yehuda, it's very likely the Chayrim that he meant was to give a present to the Kahan. So therefore it's Mutter. In the Galil, however, it's Asur. She'ein Anchi Galil Makirin Eschermei HaKahanim. There were so few Kahanim over there, when a person said Chayrim, he didn't mean to give it to a coin. I might not see a coin for another 6 months. So he meant Chayrim Lashem for the Berikabais. There's only one problem with this end of the Mishnah, and that is that it's saying now that in Yehuda, since there were a lot of Kahanim, Stam Charam B'Yehuda is Mutar. After all, it could easily be that it was a Chayrim Lashem. It could be a Kahanim. It could be Lashem. Didn't we say at the beginning of Mishnah Stam Nedarim Lahachmir? And here we're saying Lahakul. The Gemara asks that Kasha tomorrow. The Gemara says that the safe in the Mishnah is going Kudzer Blazer Reb Tzadoik. He holds that Stam Nedarim is Taka Lahakul and not Lahachmir.
So the mayor would hold differently about all these cases.
He says you'll have to look in context. Legabi Truma, Legabi Chayrim, Legabi Masri doesn't say
that. Make Medinas as such.
Exactly. Autism. Now we're going to just start off next week. It's very, very simple. Frank Timar, you start off in Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. Everybody knows that Nazirus is a form of Neder. But now we have a Mishnah Mesechtes, not Nazir, Mesechtes Taharis. Sechtes Taharis, it says, Suffing Naziris Lahako. Why? If Naziris is Doch Achelik of Naziris, Shtetach Isha, Isha Kiyafli, Lindor, Neder, Nazir Lahazel Hashem. So Naziris is a form of Neder. If Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, how can you say Stam Naziris is Lahakel? Omrav Zeir Loikasha. Samachloik, Zerub Lezer Rabbanan, the Sanya. Hamakdish Chayosi Uvehemta. A person has Chayis and Behemoth. And he's makdish either all of his chayas, or he's makdish all of his behemoth. And now it turns out that he also has a kvi. Is the kvi a kvi? A kvi is an animal which is a suffix, whether it's chay behemoth. Just like you have now in the government forms. You check off male, female, or other. Here too, you have the same thing like the behemoth, behemoth, chay, or other. And the other one, the other is the kvi. It's looked to Frank Tigmurias, it's what's the dimahikdish is a kvi. The Ran says chayose oy vehemtoy. It's mashu that he said tak chayis u behemis. Then kvi is one. Zitzachoy is not a berry b'fnei atzmai. It's one of the two, but I just don't know which one. Is zok the tanikama stam nedarim lahachmer have a savik hikdish is a kvi. Reb Leizer oy malikdish is kvi. No. So now, how will be toiling the toil of the machlek? Zimar just amplifies. Man the omer mamoin and ma'alis veika, according to the Tanakama that says, Hatish is hakvi, which means, even though he didn't say befeirish, but a person allows himself the luxury of throwing his mominus into a sofik, meaning that the kvi, by not being specific enough, his kvi is also thrown into the sofik, and therefore becomes koidish, Hatish is hakvi. So when a person makes a neder and he doesn't say clear cut terms, it's vague or ambiguous, he also threw himself into a safi, and therefore stam the dharm is lahachmir. Uman di omer mamoine loy mayelisveika. If he says no, when a person is makdish his chayis, he only wants the vaday dika chayis or the vaday dika bagus, not the suffix, and therefore mamoine loy mayelisveika is gufei kolushkein lamayelisveika. A person doesn't want to throw his own self into a suffix when he makes a neder that I'm not sure did he make, didn't he make, and so therefore it would be stam naziris lahakel kum dechoyis ar machloikis, or the stira between the two mishnah is not a stira. This goes according to the Rabban. This goes according to Blazer, but Abai tomorrow will say no skoni zayin, and therefore we're going to find two other mandi omres. Oh, yeah.